KECQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is in Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net. If so, please call KO4JKV or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net. If so, please call Net Control. We'll now begin the roll call. This is the directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChick portion. Tonight we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins and then move to the echo link before we go with the RF section. Check-ins, we have K4ACL, Ashley and Jensenville, K3DOV, the State Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWB, Brian and Rutherfordton, W4FCM, Fred and Traveler's Rest, with N4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest. We have W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, then KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, with KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. Then we have N4ASW, Antonio in Asheville, and KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. Pre-net check-ins, we have KQ4FRY, that's Rhonda in Lyman, then KW4TS, James in Felser, then K4OSH, Patrick in Malden, then KN4CHY, David in Seneca. Then we have KF4NXY, David in Honeypack. Pre-net check-ins, we have AF4SX, that is Bertha in Honeypack, and then KG4WNP, Landon in Greenville. And last for the pre-net check-ins, we have NDJC, Jerry in Anderson. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Next up, we'll go with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4JKV or Net Control. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll check back in. I didn't hear anything for the EchoLink stations at this time. So now we'll move to the RF portion. And I've got a lot of static on my end. It's kind of hard to hear. We'll see how it goes. So tonight is Monday, so we're going to start with Echo Through Hotel. If the suffix of if the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Falcon. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. And Duncan, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Control. We're 4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Patrick. I didn't get your QTH, so you can come back to me with that. And then next up we have W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in with us. And remind me your QTH, Patrick.
I am at home in Penrose. I'm sorry, I forgot to put that in there.
Just starting this net with all this static going on, and I can't get my Echo Link working. We're just kind of shuffling papers and trying to get everything together. Thanks for getting back to me. All right, let's do another call for Echo through Hotel E through H. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tomb Internet, call KO4JKB or Net Control. JKB.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler. And I'll stick around and chat a minute tonight.
For JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we'd like to welcome KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler. And we got you down for a comment, so I'll be back to you here in a little while. Okay, next down the alphabet, we have India through Lima. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters I through L, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. I'm down here in on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Duncan, and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Trying to get back in other than the pre-net check-in, and this is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel, Yankee Key. I guess it hooks it up. Go back, Keith, and Seneca. Over.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. KN4CHY, I think I got your call sign right. And when I called Echo Link, I couldn't really hear anything. I don't think it was breaking through. I do see another station that just popped up, so I'll holler at them for a second. But KN4CHY, if I got that call sign right, can you come back with your name and location?
I was on the pre-net check-in, and you shouted it out as David. It's actually Keith. Over.
I got you updated. A lot of bacon flying in the pan on my end with the static. Is it Keith? Keith? Roger?
And you did have the call sign right, by the way.
I'll buy that so I can update my log with that. Thanks for coming back to me. Let's stop for Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
1 Juliet Oscar Papa.
I got you there. Kilo India. Let me write this down real fast. Kilo India. Give me just a second. Kilo 1 Juliet Oscar Papa. What's your name and location, over?
Name is Vic. Location is Charleston, South Carolina.
Go for JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K1JOP from Charleston. And give me just a second here. Oscar Papa on the Echo Link. I was just trying to get your name down for the logbook. Is it Rick?
Hi, Roger.
Thanks for being patient with me. Okay, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's do move on down the alphabet to India through Lima. We already did India through Lima. Mike through Papa. If the suffix of your call begins with the letters M through P, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC,
back Western Greenville County, be negative and negative, 7-3, you're on the net.
We're JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Lorena. She brings along KK4DMW, Rick, and also KM4MOQ, Michelle, and they're all in Pisa. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Next, we have K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt and Inman. Good to hear from you tonight, Walt. Hope all is well. Then we have WG4MC, Matt in Greenville County. Thanks. Any other stations, Mike Super Pause, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Chad Nana in Capabella. Thank you for calling tonight, Dad. Duncan.
Control. Check in out of order, Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL Leroy Taylor's negative and negative.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4NUE, Chad and Taylor. Campobello, and he brings along his wife Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. Hope all's doing well. Then we have KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll move down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. What a just.
4JKV. Again, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed home tomorrow. No traffic, no comments tonight.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please, like to welcome W2T, Rusty, in Duncan, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Great name of the town down there. Okay, let's go back to Tango with the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with the letters Q through T. And you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4JKV. Check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
For JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Hope everything is going well with you tonight, and thanks for checking in. Let's move to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. In the net, please check in at 4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on net.
4JKV. Welcome in. Shane, K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with Tommy. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Hello. I want to give you an update. Your signal is deteriorating through the repeater. I don't know what's going on with your antenna or radio, whatever, but you've got a deteriorating signal to the repeater. Check in N4DME, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, Paul, and AA4QS, Don, over here in Decole. Appreciate you calling it and hope you get your radios situated.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in. N4DME. And I turned my power up to, we're about 80 watts now. We'll see how it goes.
if there's any smoke coming off my radio, I went too far with it. But I'm having a hard time both ways, a lot of QSB. So N4DME Paul, and could you remind me of what else you included along with your QTH, over?
Well, don't run it too hard there, because I didn't want it to fail the smoke test, because it's too nice outside to try to, you know, roast marshmallows on a radio when you need it. But anyway, it's N4DME Paul, and the other call sign was AA4QS, Alpha Alpha 4 Quicksilver. That's Donald. We're both in Dakota tonight, and appreciate you calling it.
Call sign AA4QS, both out of Tacoma. Thanks for checking in all the way from Georgia. Okay, let's see. Let's move up to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the suffix of your call begins with the letters A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Thanks for hanging tough. You're doing a great job. Appreciate you being there. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KV. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango, Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor, so I'll be negative and negative.
For JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome W4DJW and Dave, our net control manager, stopping by from Greer this evening. Thanks for checking in, Dave, and I'm hanging tough. Next up, we have W4CEW, and I got Taylor's, but I couldn't hear the name. If you could come back with your name, I apologize, but just let me remind me. It sounded like Taylor from Taylor's, but come back.
From that, call sign is Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW, and it is Tyler from Taylor's.
Correction, I would have just went with that call sign. W4CTW, Tyler for Taylor's, thanks for coming back to me there, and hope you're having a good night. Let's see, do another call, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Control. Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, good to come to have 2 meters around when the rest of the world's a dummy load on HF, 73 to the net.
True, all right. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Doug. And my radio, it's warming up a little bit. Okay, let's look up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters A through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good, thank you again for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Kate, R-O-N, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Please check in. Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray Delta, Marsh on Callahan Mountain. Good evening, Duncan. No traffic. Negative and negative.
KO4, JKV. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Say again. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Uniform, November. Nelson. in Greenville and routing to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
KV, I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Stephen Hill. Let's see, I got turned around here. Okay. We'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, Larry, and he brings his wife Donna, KC4MFK, and they're in Greer. And it's definitely easy to pull your voice out of a lot of static, Larry, so. Thanks for checking in, and hope you guys are doing good. Next, we have WD8RON. That is Ed in Brevard. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Ed. And next up, I might have your call sign wrong, but if you got it, you can correct me. I have K2, Lima X-Ray, and then I think there was another letter. I didn't get it, but for Marsh and Callahan Mountain. K2, Lima X-Ray, question mark. Can you come back with your call?
Control, this is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh on Callahan Mountain. Thanks, Duncan. Negative and negative.
K2 Lima X-ray Delta. I got that in the log. Thanks for coming back and thanks for your patience. Next, we have K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Then we have KO4GUN, Nelson in Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Nelson. Hope everything's going good. Let's do another call all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Let's check in, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and 73 to all on the net.
Hey, JKV. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Duncan, and all on the net.
Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. That's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
Can please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4 JKV with the Blue Ridge Internet. We'd like to welcome AA1RD, Bob and Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. And then KI4DOS, Gary. And he brings along K3JOY, Joy, and Easley. And it's really good to hear you. You're sounding good, Gary. And it's good to hear you checking in. You're sounding great. And you made my evening. All right, next up, let's see, K4HWG. I think that's Henry and Anderson. If I got that name wrong, feel free to come back and correct me. And then KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Kurt. Let's do one last call all the way through the alphabet before we go to the rag shoe portion, A through Z. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Or JKV. Good evening, sir. Please check in. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Tom. N0TR from Greer. Sounding good. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Well, this is KF. Did I miss anybody for, I got Harry to eat down for comments. We'll get back to you. And, well, let's just secure this portion, then we'll move on to comments. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag shoe portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag shoes. On the stump tonight is KC4EZN, Harry. What you got going on, Harry?
KC4JKV, KC4EZN. I think your problem is between you and the repeater. I listened to you on input, and you weren't quite sitting right beside me, but real close.
JKV. Oh, yeah, so I sounded pretty good on reverse. Yeah, something's going on. About 3 months ago, the signal on my receive side from the repeater has just gone worse and worse and worse and worse. Some nights it just, I luck out and have a really good signal, but tonight is one of the ones where I have to really crank the volume out and have, you know, have my head bent down to the speaker, and normally I have an echo link through headphones as a backup, but it's not working for me this time, so it's rough going. Back to you.
Before JKV, KC4EZN, and well, that's the way it works sometimes. I have developed a standard menu of answers. Starts out with it all depends, and ends up with beats me. So yeah, I went over. I went to the Raleigh Ham Fest with another guy this weekend. It rained all the way down there. It rained while we were there. It rained all the way back home. But it was a fun ham fest. They had it at the NC State Fairground in one of their big buildings. So it was a large building, and they actually had a couple of dealers there. So got a larger population draw down there too. But managed to pick up a couple of radios, one of which I listened to you on input. Little handheld that it was an estate sale, and when I asked the guy what he wanted for it, I had to come home with it because I already have one just like it. It's working fine. I just trying to figure out how to program the silly thing. Then I picked up another one that's an older radio that I think was used on packet. And I think that's what the guy said. And that particular radio, there are some modifications you do to it for packet, which basically takes your microphone input out of the audio and puts it into another part of the radio because you don't need the audio part since you're not talking into it. And so I've got it apart laying here on the table trying to chase down and see, are there any extra wires that are identified in those mods and stuff like that. And if I get to work in, the price I pay for it's going to be good too. Then I picked up some odds and ends, but I was a little bit far to drive to go to a ham fest, but the fella that I went with, his family didn't want him to go alone, and so I said okay. Wife said okay, too, so that made it a double good weekend. And we got back on Saturday afternoon, and I could take the wife out for supper, so maybe things evened out there. Anyway, that's about all going on here, Duncan. We just had a good weekend, and I had some fun. Like I say, listening, it's, yeah, propagation between you and the repeater is the issue there, because I heard you on input, and you were real nice and loud, clear and clean, not near the background noise that I'm hearing right now. KO4JKV, KCO4EZN.
KC4EZN, KO4JKV. Well, I'm glad you had a good time at that ham fest. I'm sorry it rained on you. One of the best parts of ham fest is doing the flea market walk, and it's not too fun if it's mostly outside and all muddy. But that's the way it goes sometimes. And just curious to know as to which two radios you picked up.
Well, their flea market was indoors, so they had it. They had a corner where that's all it was. That's like I say, down there they were in one of the
fairgrounds buildings, and they didn't make any of those buildings small. This thing's probably an acre or two in size, and it let them spread out. I picked up an Osheen handheld that, and I'll tell you what it says. It is the KG-UVD-1P, which I bought one of those down at Shelby, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. The sticker on the battery in this thing says 2011, so this is not a new radio, but I set it in the charger, and after letting it sit there overnight and watch the lights blink, the battery charged and seems to be holding it. And then I got an Alenco DR-112, which I'm not real sure how old that radio is. I bought my wife a DR-110 probably 30 years ago. It's a single band radio, very fundamental in its design. You can program it from the buttons on the front, and it powers up and I can hear, but does not transmit, and it's not that it doesn't transmit. I can key the thing and it'll bring up the repeater, but there's no audio, which makes me think that they've modified it for packets instead of voice use, but we'll see. It's just a nice, simple little radio, and if I get it to working right, it may wind up being in a new ham's vehicle or on their desk. It would be a good starter radio at a price to where I can make a dollar or two for my time, and they'll still get a pretty good radio, and if it died, okay, you haven't lost a lot either. KO4JKB, KC4EZN.
KB with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, that sounds good. Hope things work out for you. And it's always good to find an inexpensive radio at the flea market and see if it works when you get it home. But thanks for checking in with us, and thanks for your comments, and we'll see you soon. I might see you Friday. Who knows? Let's check EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KO4JKB or net control.
KO4JKB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll chat with you for a while.
KB with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to check in KN4, RJN, John and Brown Summit. And we have you next on the stump. But before we go to you, let's check all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That might be it. And KN4RJN, John, you're number 60. A nice even 60. What do you have going on in your neck of the woods? Call KO4JKV or net control.
Net control, this is KN4RJN. Well, my new scope finally came in that I ordered back in November. And the box that it was delivered in looked like it was delivered by airmail, and the plane did not land. It was beat up bad. Fortunately, the scope survived. However, some of the smaller accoutrements that go with said scope managed to make their way out of the box somewhere between here and New Jersey. And so I'm waiting on replacement parts, but I've hobbled together enough stuff to get it up and look at some things. And it's a nice little scope, and I'm glad it survived the trip because the box sure didn't.
Good. So I think I got part of that. If I was going to give you a signal report, and it's not you, it's just pretty much the whole net I've been running. Everything's been about a 5.4 to a 5.3. So it's rough. I got that you got something in the mail, and when it showed up, it might have looked all beat up. Was it a radio? Over.
This is KN4RJ, a telescope, a great big telescope. A 12-inch Dobsonian reflector, which stands about as tall as I am.
Your telescope is about as tall as you are. Well, that sounds good. Let's see. I was at a thrift store the other day, and I saw a telescope, and I was like, ooh. people have been talking about astronomy and stuff. They said, well, I should just buy that. It's like 10 bucks, but I was thinking, I'm never going to use it. If I point it to the sky, I might see the moon halfway decent one time. And I was just like, don't waste your money unless you're really wanting to spend some money. Save your cash. But I'm sure you got a really nice one. Are you able to take photography with it? Can you connect a camera, or do you do photography over?
This is K4RJN. Yeah, I'm searching the internet for an adapter. I've got a Canon here that bayonet mount, and I'm got to get the right adapter to hook the camera to the scope, and you would basically use the scope as the camera's lens, and you can take some pretty decent pictures that way. So as soon as I get that and the company sends me the replacement parts that didn't make it and a few other things, we'll be up and running. I can probably take some decent pictures.
JKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, that sounds good. And if you have you should let people know if you have a place that you put your pictures of the astronomy. I'd like to check that out. I'm kind of a photographer myself, and I'd really get into seeing that type of stuff. I do have another question. This might be a dumb question, but does your telescope kind of track with the motion of the rotation of the Earth? So, say if you're going to do a longer exposure photo, you wouldn't have that tracer blur. Does that make any sense, over?
This is KN4RJ, and I do have a Cassegrangian, which is what they call a go-to. It's motorized, computerized thing. It takes forever to set up, and I haven't used it in, like, forever. With one I got today, you squirrel that around by hand, but you can take some decent pictures of the moon, planets, whatnot, that don't, you know, move that fast and keep up with it. But this one, you take the stand out, put the scope in the stand, screw in the handles, put a lens in it, and boom, you're there. With the cast, you take the tripod out, level it, take the scope out, mount it to the tripod, tell it its latitude, its longitude, the date, and the time, and find 3 stars and calibrate it. And all that takes about 30 minutes to set it up, and then you're good to go. And then you can find things. But the daub is just easier to take out, put it together in 10 minutes, and you're looking at stars. So I use that more.
Again, KU4JKV, that sounds good. I'm sure you have a lot of fun setting that up and doing all that stuff, because I know I would. I just think it'd be really cool to especially photograph some of the stuff that you can see. But other than that, is there any news or any upcoming events that we might want to look to the skies for? Over.
This is KN4RJ, and I actually haven't checked this evening. I know there is coming up in, we're in April, right? Coming up in May, there's a couple meteor showers, I believe. And then I'll talk about those next Monday once I get a chance to look at it. I haven't looked at solar stuff or anything else for that matter. I've been screwing around with this scope. It came in Friday, and of course it rained all day Saturday and Sunday, and I didn't have what I needed to have. I sold my other scope to my brother-in-law, and I had to run in town and borrow his adapter so I could actually use the thing. It's a 2-inch barrel for the eyepiece, and they sent me an 1.25-inch lens, so I had to borrow his adapter so I could actually use it. But I've got some other lenses on the way and an adapter, and the grandkids are with us this week because of spring break, so haven't looked at any of that stuff, but I know there's some stuff coming up, and as soon as I look at it and give it an idea, I'll be back Monday and tell you all about it.
KN4RJN, this is KN4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Well, that sounds exciting, and definitely stuff to look forward to. And I will tune in on Monday, and I will try to make sure I can hear a little better, or at least get a good EchoLink connection, because I'd like to hear some information on that. Let's see. Let's do anything else you need to add, John?
This is KN4RJ, and nope, nothing else. I'll back on out of here. You all have a good evening, 73s, and this is KN4RJ, and I am clear.
JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for checking in, John. I'd try to be a little more engaging if I could have a better set of ears on me. But thanks for your patience, and I will look forward to your report on Monday. Let's do it on a check all the way through the alphabet, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think we got everybody, and my calculations are right, including myself. We're at 60, and so that's great. Did I miss anybody for comments? If so, call KO4JKV or net control. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tomorrow night, KO4NUE, Chad will be running the net tomorrow. I'm sure he'd appreciate your patronage tomorrow night. So check in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Let's see. Now we're going to shut down the net and return the repeater back to normal use, but first let me submit my net report. So stand by just a moment. 4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.